You made it to Friday. Thank you so much for starting your weekend just a little bit early with us here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Today's episode of the show is brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Whether you're heading down to Walt Disney World, out to Disneyland, or sailing with the Disney Cruise Line, one of the best parts about a Disney vacation is the outstanding guest service you get during your stay. Well, that outstanding customer service starts the moment you fill out a free, no-obligation quote form over at themagicforless.com. One of their professional, courteous agents is going to get back to you right away to help you start planning that next Disney vacation. These agents are experts, and they're also passionate Disney fans, so they're going to offer some great suggestions to make this vacation the best it can be. Of course, they're going to get you the best financial deal possible. That goes without being said. But it's going to be fun planning your next Disney vacation with one of the great agents over at The Magic for Less. Check them out today and support the folks who support us. They're over at themagicforless.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 828 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rahman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Welcome to yet another Friday, and this is the beginning of March Madness. We've been looking forward to this for quite a few weeks here, and we had lots of support, lots of folks that wanted to come on and be a part of the panel, and we're kicking it off today. But before we do that, I need to keep myself out of the doghouse and wish my wife a very happy 29th birthday tomorrow.
Woo-hoo! Yay! Yes. Wow, 29.
That's
29
right.
Again.
Should I say how old she really is?
No.
I think she'll kill you.
She would. I know, and she will find out because we're going on the podcast cruise not too long, and everybody will be like, guess what Mike did? Because she doesn't listen.
From
so I'm not going
to
tell
PM
you.
To another, I will tell
right,
you.
Right, exactly. It wouldn't even take the cruise, Mike. It would be like the next day. Guess
I'd
what, Mike?
I'd text her right now if you did
exactly.
That.
Yeah, she's Mallory's mom 08 on Instagram if you want to get a hold of her. Anyway, I don't know who made up that account. Anyway, so we're going to talk Disney and have a good time. Boy, today's going to be a great show. So sit back. It's great for, you know, this time of the year. We're transitioning out of wintertime, getting into spring. Everybody's dreaming about, you know, maybe being in a tropical location. We spring forward this weekend. So right there, you know, everybody's got spring fever, I think. A pretty bad case of it. So we're going to have a good time talking Disney. And again, like we said, kicking off March Madness here. But we got the regulars here joining us. And so we have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, blogging over at TouringPlans.com, and the co-editor of the Magically Speaking e-newsletter. What's up, Ricky? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. You are correct. I have spring fever, which you know what that means. I'm headed to Disney World. So, yep. I'm headed down for food and wine I keep doing that. I'm headed down for flower and garden. It's
kind of
the same
thing
at this point,
yes,
you know.
Exactly.
So, it's just this one has topiaries and the other one has, I mean, the same things. I don't know. I think the topiaries are the only different things. So.
The other one has more food.
That's right. That's right.
What if we just call it food and wine and flowers?
That sounds
there
perfect.
There we go.
Exactly.
That's what it is next year. All right. Well, you know, you're going down there and going to give us. I know that while you're down there, you're going to go to some of those unofficial guide events. And I know that we put out some bad information there on one of the dates. So do you have the updated? I know that one was on the 9th instead of the no.
Yeah, it is actually March 9th and March 11th. So March 9th is a Monday and March 11th is a Wednesday. So those are the corrected dates now.
All right. Cool. And I know you're going to drop by one of those. So let us know how they go.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester, heading south as well herself. How's it going, Pam?
I have to get out of here. I have to. Like, the snow on my deck is covering the seat on my chairs. And we've had rain and stuff, you know what I mean? So, you know, the snowblower has gotten lots and lots and lots of good use. In fact, Steve was snowblowing this morning, and he ran over the newspaper and had that stuck in the snowblower. So that was an awesome way to wake up this morning. I'm calling him out on some stuff. The paper that I had asked him to pick up like four
times.
He's
not the best husband in the world, is that what you're saying?
No, he is. He is. Okay. I went down and helped get it out. And so he thanked me profusely, and then at the end said, "What do you want me to buy for you?"
So, oh, dang it!
I know, right?
Oh, that's Steve Forrester. Every time I think Brian has an edge, he just loses it.
And I'm like, please, just send me away from here. Oh, so anyways, but yeah, looking forward to it. I can't wait to see Flower and Garden this year. I am really looking forward to it. The food offerings look awesome. Lots of people at the Mouse for Less have written some blogs and the sections updated. So it looks good, has all the information. So love that. And just, you know, really excited to get down there and see some of the stuff that they're doing this time.
You know what, Pam, I saw something that I really want to try. Cause you know how I'm like hooked on these chicken waffles at Sleepy Hollow. I mean, I talk about them like every show three times, but I saw that there's this new flatbread at Pinocchio's Village House and it was, oh man. Somebody posted a picture of it, and I have to drop in there. It looks so good. It actually kind of looked like a mess. But when I read what was in it, it looked really interesting. So maybe swing by Pinocchio's and let me know about the flatbreads over there.
All right. I'll do it. That's, you know, research.
Got to take one for the team. All right. And also joining us, we have a new panelist, the first of our March Madness panelists coming on to just hang out here on a Friday. And we're going all the way up to Cape Cod, Massachusetts. And we have Jessica. Thanks for joining us, Jessica.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
I love it. You know, this is going to be fun. And, you know, over the next 4 weeks, we're going to have some guest panelists getting our listeners here on the Friday shows, which we love because, you know, we were talking about this before we started recording. We absolutely have the best listeners, the best community. And it's just fun to sit down and talk Disney. And, you know, the Monday shows are great because we do all the trip reports. But today we're just going to kind of turn it over to you and, you know, talk about some of your Disney experiences because you have quite a few of them, don't you, Jessica?
Yes, I was definitely raised in a Disney family, and it has followed me through in everything I have done.
Well, tell us about it. Tell us about growing up in a Disney family. What's that all about? Because, I mean, I was kind of the opposite. I didn't really get to Disney till college. So what was your background like?
Well, my mom worked for the Disney Store, actually our local Disney Store. So back when Michael Eisner was still running Disney, they used to get park tickets and discounts just like cast members do down in Florida. So we would go every April down to Disney and go in the parks and do all that. So I grew up basically going to Disney every year of my life.
Now, was that unusual, like with your friends? I mean, because I wonder about my kids because, you know, like Mallory's gone there. She's 7 years old and, you know, in Missouri, kids just they don't go to Disney that much. They don't go to Walt Disney World that much. So, like, you know, she goes and talks to her friends like, yeah, we're going down in July. You know, we're going to go back in November. It's so weird because most of her friends have never gone. I don't know if, like, there's an East Coast difference. But, I mean, was this something that the folks around you had done as well?
A few. But it was definitely not something that a lot of families get to do. And it was something, you know, my mom was very good about explaining to us, you know, this is really special. This is a big trip. You know, a lot of families aren't as lucky as we are to go every year. And I think I was one of the only kids who went to Disney for spring break for high school. So
we offered that up to Paige, but I don't know where they're headed here in the next couple of weeks.
It's probably good not to know, Mike.
You know what? Actually, you know, I don't even think they're going anywhere. They're talking about Nashville. I mean, come on, Nashville? Are you kidding me? But you know, nothing wrong with it, but
you know that they can't get hopefully can't get in a whole lot of trouble there. So,
oh, I think you could get in trouble.
I mean, you probably could. But
have you heard country
songs?
You can
find a way, I'm sure. But
I'm just saying, I want to go somewhere where it's warm. But anyway, back to Jessica. So, you know, looking back on those days, because I think those are some of the fondest memories, you know, when we're kids and growing up and getting to be with our family. So what do you remember from those trips?
Oh, definitely going with my sisters when they were little. There's a 6-year age difference between me and the oldest of my three younger sisters. So I was a little bit older than them, and I kind of was like the little mom. It was like my little thing, pushing them in the stroller and dressing all of them in the princess dresses and taking them to meet the characters. So that's definitely one of my strongest memories, was just hanging out with them when they were little and getting to do all that first stuff with them, you know, their first character and their first ride and the first time they could go on a roller coaster.
Now, is your family, like the rest of your family, still as big of Disney nuts as it seems like you have? You've kind of remained within the Disney influence there, I guess you could say. You still love Disney. Is your family the same way?
Oh, definitely. In fact, we're going in a couple of weeks, just after Ricky and Pam.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, Jessica, now rub it in. Everybody's going but me. I mean,
that's right. Exactly.
This is
that's
brutal.
How it should be.
I don't get to go until July 3rd. Oh, that's so far away. But it'll be worth it. Anyway.
It's our annual spring break trip.
I need to get... You know what? I've been looking. I know I shouldn't go. The finances say don't go. But, oh... you know, I wouldn't have tickets. I'd just go down and watch some spring training and stay at a Disney resort. But you know what? I just want to see something green at this point in my life. Like, I haven't seen a green shade, you know, like a green stalk of grass or a leaf or anything. So maybe have to end up down there. You guys are tempting me. So anyway, back to your story. I know that, you know, you kind of progressed and you did the college program. And this is one thing that, man, and I've said this on the show so many times. I wish I would have done this when I was in college. I would have. It was made for me. So... tell us about what that was like.
I did. I actually did the college program twice. So my first time, I applied for spring of 2007, and I went down. I was offered the role of vacation planner, which is the people in the ticket booth selling the ticket media. And I did that for a few months and went back to school, decided I was 100% going back to Disney as soon as I graduated. So once I finished my degrees, I applied for the fall of 2009 program, and I actually got to work at Pirates of the Caribbean.
Ooh, do you still have all your fingers?
Yes.
I do.
And no eye patch. Real, you know. No
real eye patch.
All right,
or
peg leg.
My plastic sword.
I mean, because
plastic
it is,
sword works.
It,
yeah.
You know, Pirates is going down for the entire summer so that everybody can keep all their digits in the future, apparently.
Let's hope. Yeah.
Well, yeah. People will find a way.
That's true. I know, because I was trying to explain to Pam the other day, you know, we're at dinner, and I'm like, you know, Pirates is going to be down for our whole trip in July. She's like, really? What, you know, what does it take so long? I'm like, people are losing fingers. She's like, how do people lose fingers on Pirates? I'm like, exactly.
You have to work at it.
It doesn't happen by accident.
It's definitely a talent that you would need in order to get that accomplished.
Oh, like, that's what I'm saying. She's like, how do people lose? I'm like, I don't know, Pam. I maybe it's because they don't want you to get... Then I kept explaining, maybe it's taken so long because you get drowned going down that 6-foot hill. I mean, you take on enough water, it's like the Titanic.
Well, right now,
people
yeah.
really don't believe there's a track under the water. They think you're just in a boat and it just kind of goes
floating around.
Oh, no, we don't give out secrets here on Fridays, Jessica. Come on, we don't
kill
the magic.
Spoiler.
Anyway, this is, I like March Madness already. We're 10 minutes in. This is awesome. This is way better.
This is awesome.
So tell us about your college program. Like, you know, looking back on some memories, like, did you get to meet anybody famous or any cool stories? Because I know that stuff has to happen.
I didn't actually get to meet anybody famous, but one of my favorite memories is just all of the people that got off the ride and came over to me with very serious faces and said, "Is that really Johnny Depp?"
Oh my gosh.
Like, Johnny Depp had nothing better to do than just be in the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Actually, wow. you know what's funny is that you say that.
He does this in Disneyland.
But he used to. He used to go to that. The rumor is, and I think I've read it on pretty reputable sites, but the rumor is he used to go to Disneyland and he used to stand there and pretend to be Jack Sparrow.
I would totally do that if I was Johnny Depp.
So.
There was a rumor that during one Halloween party, he did come dressed as Jack Sparrow on our ride. We're not entirely sure whether it was true or not. We did meet this person who looked very, very like Jack Sparrow. Oh, whether or not it was him or not, that was the rumor the next day, that it was him. So.
I think he might have been on our podcast cruise at one time.
No!
Yeah.
That was not Jack Sparrow. That was just some random dude who was dressed up and fooled you for a good, you know, 30 minutes.
I have like 17 pictures with Jack Sparrow that night.
Just a dude that looks like him. Sorry.
Anyway.
He looks a lot like him.
So is working in Pirates, being a cast member at Pirates, I mean, that's a classic Disney attraction. I mean, people don't know a lot about Disney, but they know about Pirates of the Caribbean. So, you know, what's it like being in there? I mean, is it something that it loses its luster very quickly because you're like, oh, well, you know, it's kind of the same old thing? Or you're such a Disney fan, you understand the history of it and what piece this plays within the entire Disney company, because now, you know, the movies and everything else. So what was that like for you?
Well, Pirates was never my favorite ride, really. We always went on it because it was my dad's favorite ride. So when I got assigned to it, I wasn't as excited as I think I should have been. But then after going through training, they really tell you all about the history and, you know, how it wasn't supposed to be in Disney World, but everybody was so upset that it wasn't, that that's why they put it in, and all the little cool details that, you know, people I don't think really notice on the ride. And it just, now it's my favorite ride. It's a must-do every time we go.
I'm kind of disappointed that you don't go, like, arr, all the time. You know, like, you know, it carries over.
She is wondering why she came on the show with us at this point. She's like, what did I do? Yeah, exactly.
No. I used to do pirate jokes of the day. And we would find, you know, a cute little kid, and we would ask him, what's your favorite pirate joke? And then they would tell us, and we would just go around and start telling people in line. We would take this child with us and say, aww, you know, here's our official pirate teller, joke teller of the day.
I love it.
So, that was really fun, too.
Okay, I got to ask one more story about pirates, and we're going to move over to Disney Cruise Line and talk about that for just a little bit, because we've got a lot going on there. It's going to be so fun, but... Because I was actually having lunch with some friends that I've taught with in the past, and they're actually thinking about starting a Disney podcast, and I was giving them some hints and telling them that, you know, you got to edit the shows for 12 and a half hours each show, so they'll never do it. No, just kidding. I'm just playing. Nick and Dave, good luck to you guys. But they were talking about Disney and the paranormal, and I know, I don't know how we got talking about this over Hot Wings. So what?
I already know your question.
That's it. And everybody listening knows the question, but I mean, didn't you, like, if the ride had trouble or you wanted to avoid trouble, you had to, like, say something to somebody? I forget how it goes, but tell us about that.
In our training, when we closed out Tower, which is, you know, the person you see waving at you when we go through, we would say goodnight to George. Or if we were feeling a little rebellious, we would purposely not say goodnight to George to see what happened.
So was there any, like, I mean, I know it's all coincidence. I don't believe in this stuff. I know some people do. I don't. But, I mean, did you ever, like, oh, my, we should have said hi to George, man. We're having the worst day ever. Or, you know, anything like that ever happen?
Yeah, there was one night where all of the boats piled on top of each other, and we had to close the attraction the whole day, and everybody the whole day. Who closed Tower last night? Who closed Tower? Tippy, that's thanks, nice to George. So it was a little bit of a mess, and everybody, you know, takes it with a grain of salt. It's kind of all in good fun. And,
so
you know,
the question is, do you
part
believe?
Of the Disney lore.
Do you believe, though?
There were definitely nights where I was closing down at Unload, and you're down there all by yourself, and it is very creepy.
definitely
times I was definitely believing in George.
I never thought about that. That would be kind of spooky.
Especially,
you know, in the slow times and nobody's in the boat coming through and you're just standing there by yourself.
Now, do cast members, the last question on Pirates. Again, we have you out here. I got to ask. So do you ever get to go, like, because I don't know how, I know the show building's huge because I've run backstage for races and, you know, gone on tours and stuff, but Do cast members ever get the opportunity to, like, go into the scenes themselves? I know, like, you have the load and unload areas, but, I mean, have you ever gone into, like, where the well is or anything like that?
I can't say without getting in trouble.
Okay.
Being in a public place.
Okay, that's okay. I was just wondering. I shouldn't have asked that. You
can only do it when the ride is shut down.
It's okay.
And you have to be locked out. It's a whole procedure to do it. So it's difficult, but you can do it if you know the right people.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to do it.
Yeah.
But you're not supposed to do it at all, no.
You probably shouldn't pop out of the well and be like, rah! You know?
Yeah, no. That's totally what I would be doing.
The only time you could kind of, like, go through is if the ride's broken down and you're going to evacuate people off of the ride. So you would grab your hip waders and then do a process that they call racking out, where you actually have a lock and you put it on so they know you're in the ride. Because you can, it is very technical. I mean, obviously all the moving metal parts. So they want to know where you are at all times.
Yes.
Yeah, I actually got evac'd off of Pirates once and had them, you know, walk me back in the waders. So, yeah. I know what that's like.
And all those waders have holes in them. Feel very, very sad for the cast member in the waders.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Come on, Disney, we're paid $105 a day to get in your park now. Give them some new waders.
Get some waders.
Or at least, you know, some super glue or something to catch those holes.
Right.
All right. Well,
you never knew, Teal, you were in the water.
Oh, you know, and you're speaking to the audience, as you know, that we, you know, everybody else like, oh, man, the ride broke. Everybody listening to this show is like, yes, I'm going to get evac'd and I get to see behind the scenes. I mean, that's like the, that's
Wait,
how we
I have
are.
One more yeah. question, though, about
oh, go
the
ahead.
Attraction.
Yeah, go ahead, because I know you
it's
love
not
it.
Not specifically about pirates, but so does a cleaning crew come in and, like, clean the all of the scenes?
I think they do a thorough clean, like, once a week, but during the regular week, it's just, like, kind of a light dusting, per se.
A judging. They're judging.
Yeah, they're just judging a little. And then once every couple of months, they shut the ride down for a day, drain the water, put new water in.
Oh, that's cool.
It is cool.
And fish out the fingertips.
Fish out the fingertips, yes.
I'm in a weird
And anything
today.
Else anybody might have lost in that water.
Okay, let's move on to some cleaner tropical waters. And so we're going to move on to Disney Cruise Line, because you mentioned to us that one of the other very unique Disney experiences that you've had is that you got married on Castaway Cay, which is, you know, obviously Disney's private island that you visit when you're on a Disney cruise. And you said that it ties into the college program. So let's make that transition from pirates in the gross water with the waders and the holes and all that stuff into the tropical joy of getting married at Castaway Cay. So how'd that happen?
Sure. So after the college program, I had graduated college and I wasn't entirely sure what I wanted to do. So I decided, along with two of my other roommates, Emily and Caitlin, to stay in Disney. So we got an apartment. We all got full-time jobs at Disney. I ended up in mousekeeping over at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. Caitlin was a full-time safari driver at Animal Kingdom, and Emily was working at PhotoPass in Animal Kingdom. So a few months in, Caitlin's brother Curtis came down to visit her, and we took him to the parks and hung out a lot. And actually, the day he came down, my roommate Emily had adopted a dog, and had the two of them, Emily and Caitlin, were taking him to the vet. And he pulled on the leash as they were walking him in, and so Caitlin dropped her phone. So when her brother came down, they had to text me using his phone.
Oh,
so when he went back home, I had his telephone number.
Sneaky, sneaky.
Yes, I owe my entire marriage to my friend Emily's dog.
Aww, that's awesome.
We call that the Disney magic, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
Right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we had been texting for a while, and he came down in May and asked me to be his girlfriend. And so we were doing long-distance dating for a while. I was still down in Disney. And eventually he asked me to move up here with him, so I did. And fast forward a couple more months, he actually planned a trip for us down during Star Wars weekend, because he's a huge Star Wars fan. So we went down there and didn't really think anything of it. And, you know, he took me to the Kona Cafe, which was where we had our first date. And so we had dinner there, and we walked out to the beach, and we watched the electric water pageant, which is my favorite thing to do in Disney. And he had kind of recreated our first date, which was so sweet, when we were watching the water pageant, and I looked over, and he was down on one knee with a ring and asked me to marry him.
Wow.
So,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
It was incredible, and he was so sweet. I mean, he reproduced our entire first date down to everything we ate, and it was amazing.
That's so cool to hear, because every once in a while you'll come across like a couple at the castle or something, you know, where somebody's proposing, or, you know, a finish line of a Princess Half Marathon or something like that. You know, it's awesome to see, because really there's no more storybook setting than, you know, especially the beach at the Polynesian. I mean, how do you beat that?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, it was during my favorite thing in the entire world to do, which is the water pageant. So we were just sitting there and watching it, and all of a sudden I looked over, and he's just down on one knee. He didn't even say anything. So I'm glad I looked over.
He was probably a little nervous, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. So then when we had talked about it, we decided, you know, since we had our first date in Disney and got engaged in Disney, we kind of wanted to do something a little bit different for our wedding. We didn't really want to do a Disney wedding. So we had kind of poked around and looked into doing maybe Disneyland. But really the cruise line was the perfect fit for us. So we did decide to do a Disney Cruise Line wedding, and we decided to do it on Castaway Cay because you can get married on the boat or on the island. Oh, but awesome. I like the island idea better.
Yeah, hello, boat, island. Where am
exactly.
I going?
Exactly.
So I've seen brides riding like in the golf carts, like the extended golf carts out on Castaway Cay to their wedding. So what's that like? I mean, because you know, a wedding is just a busy day from the time you get up. You know, you're getting ready. You know, the guy's getting ready. The girls are getting ready. Everybody's trying to not see each other, and everybody's got to be certain places. What was it like? Because, I mean, you're obviously on a cruise. I mean, that's definitely a different kind of situation in the first place, but especially for a wedding.
Yeah, so we had had, it was a 7-day cruise, and we got married the very last day. So the 6 days leading up to that was kind of like party, and we had you know, my whole family was there, his whole family, plus his aunt, his uncle, and his cousin. My best friend, Emily, who actually owns her own photography business, E. Gilbert Photography, came and did our photography for the wedding. So we didn't end up using Disney's cruise line photographers. We brought our own. And we also brought our own pastor because she had married us. Not a lot of people know you have to be married before you go because you are being married out of the country. You have to be married prior to cruising. So we did a secret wedding. We didn't invite anybody.
Is that just a cruise thing? Or because I got married out of the country.
You're not really married, Ricky?
I'm not really married.
Ricky's
what?
Not very married, really.
As far as I know, I think it's just an out of the country thing. You might want to listen to that.
Oh, no.
I heard especially in Jamaica, that you're totally not married.
The secret's out.
I may need to do some research.
You better talk to Brian.
Yeah, no kidding. Guess what, Brian? We're not married.
So walk us through. Okay, so you said the cruise, though, is like a big party. You know, you're doing it the very last day of the cruise. But what's it like, you know, getting, you know, the night before you're getting ready and then you get up that morning? Because, I mean, everybody knows, like, a wedding day is just chaos and it goes by so quickly. So what was it like doing this, you know, on Castaway Cay?
Well, because we had the secret wedding, it took a lot of stress and pressure off. It was kind of like, well, we're already married, so, you know, what's the worst that could happen? So, you know, getting ready and stuff, it was very nice. We had ordered breakfast in the room. My mom and my sisters and his mom and his sister came in, and, you know, everybody was doing their hair and their makeup, and then they all left, and they take everybody before the bride, so the bride gets her own ride out, and I made my mom stay with me. So my mom and I took the golf cart ride over there, and her and my dad walked me down the aisle. And it's very surreal being in that golf cart because everybody's waving at you.
Yeah, they are. I've done that. I'm like, hey, congratulations.
Right. Everyone's happy.
Exactly. And so, you know, we got there and we walked down the aisle, and it's strange because people do feel like your wedding is kind of part of the cruise. Like, we had people that we did not know that just joined our wedding and were kind of just taking pictures and videos. It was a little weird, but
it was probably
very sweet.
I'm sure it was right there in the navigator, you know, hey, you know, come check out the wedding and, you know, get an ice cream cone.
There you go.
Yeah. If you have time on your Castaway Cay day, stop over here. Jack and Curtis are getting married.
Yes. I'm sure people highlighted that when they were coming to see it.
Right.
Yep.
Now, where does it take place on the island itself?
It took place at Pelican Point. So it's really fun because in all of our wedding pictures, you can see the snorkelers in the background.
That's awesome.
Is that not where we had the big
really
event,
fun.
Pam?
That is where we had the event, yeah.
It's important that it's Pelican Point, not Pelican Plunge. That would be a whole different thing.
No.
Yeah, that would be a whole different kind of wedding.
Yeah, that would be a different kind of thing. Yeah, that's where we had our meet, right? Right, Pam? I think it is.
It's near there. Yes, it is near there. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful spot. And that's actually, we're on the Disney Channel now because I have to watch it. Mallory has it on constantly. One of the new, like, kid artists, like, they shot their video right there with the ship in the background. It's a perfect spot.
Oh, yep, exactly. Yeah, it's beautiful because, you know, we had he and I and then the pastor, and then right behind the pastor is the huge ship. So our wedding photos are just beautiful.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah. Man, you're definitely living the Disney life. This is awesome. It's a great way to kick off March Madness because you have experiences we don't have, and I'm sure our listeners are loving this because it's so fun to hear. You know, you have such firsthand knowledge, and you can tell that you love the place. And I mean, that's what we all do. So it's great having you on here today. And before we go today, I want to ask you a couple things. So I'm kind of stealing this from Nate and Matt. You know, I'm not calling it the Final Four, but I'm just going to ask you a couple of your favorites. So. You mentioned that Pirates has a special place in your heart right now because obviously of your experience with the college program, but overall, what would you say is your favorite Disney attraction?
Oh, hands down, Living with the Land.
Awesome.
I love that ride so much.
Really?
My poor husband has to go on it at least 4 or 5 times every trip.
Nice.
So is it better? Is it better now, or was it better with the onboard cast members giving the speech there?
You know, it's a toss-up because when they have the cast members, each one kind of had their own piece of information that they gave. I mean, it was a standard spiel, but it, you know, someone had, you know, a couple interesting little things that they would throw in there. But now that it's the recorded spiel, it's not quite as personal, I think. But you still get a lot of the fun information.
I love that you picked Living with the Land. I never,
awesome.
I almost fell out of my chair, and I'm on a stool. Because I love that ride.
I'm the only one that picks that as their fast pass slot attraction.
You're up 60 days before your trip. Like, I got to get Living with the Land for Get Soarin'. Okay, so.
Yep. But in fact, my mom just asked me the other day if I had done our fast pass pluses for our upcoming trip. And I said, yeah, you didn't want to go on Soarin', did you?
That's a tier one, baby. Just kidding. Oh, man.
I don't know why Living with the Land's a tier one. But
hey, it's because of people like you. Hey, I like Living with the Land, too. And it's kind of nice knowing you actually get to sleep in. That one will still be there at 9 o'clock in the morning. Anyway. So what about restaurants? You mentioned that Kona is one of your favorites, and of course everybody knows I love Kona. So maybe a couple of your other restaurants on property that you say are at the top of your list.
Oh, the tuna fish sandwich at Columbia Harbor House. We love that one. And let's see, Epcot is definitely the China Pavilion, the Lotus Blossom, for their orange chicken. Oh, yum.
Really?
Love those two.
Sounds good. Not a lot of people would say Lotus Blossom. So I like that you went there. That's good. That's awesome.
Even when we don't have park tickets, we have friends that are still cast members. We have them bring it to us at the hotel.
Psst, can you bring me some chicken? Thanks a lot.
Yeah. When do you get off of work tonight? Can you just pop over to China and get me some more chicken?
It's kind of like Panda That's Express, awesome. But Epcot style.
Exactly.
Watch where I check in this week, people. Look back at my timeline and see where I checked in earlier this week. I guarantee you this will have an influence on my eating habits. That's what this show does. All right, so just wrapping this up, let's kind of like, I mean, this, you have a lot of great Disney moments because you got engaged there, you got married at Castaway Key, you had all those experiences with the college program. But maybe like one thing to leave our listeners with today, you know, to kick off their weekend. One quick little story or something you've seen that just really exemplifies what the magic of Walt Disney World's all about. Is there one thing you can kind of share with our audience?
Well, you know, doing vacation planning in 2007, we did a lot of the, it wasn't even 2007. It was when I was doing it in 2009. I did vacation planning twice.
Wow.
So it was during, the give a day, get a day. And that was really special for me because when people brought in their vouchers, they loved sharing about what they did to earn that voucher to get that day at Disney. So getting to talk to the guests about their volunteering and which program they went with and what they had to do. And it was really special. It was really nice.
Did you get a lot of people that took advantage of that? I mean, because you saw, you know, like everybody coming in. I mean, was, in your opinion, was that something that was popular? Because I was really excited. I mean, I thought that was a very great thing that Disney did as far as being like a responsible corporate citizen, you know, because you're encouraging people. not only to get that free Disney day, but in my opinion, I hope that, and I, you know, I do some volunteering. I didn't take advantage of that program just because of, I had an annual pass at the time or something. But, you know, I think that with volunteering, if you go the first day and give it a shot, a lot of times maybe going to that pet shelter, working, you know, at Goodwill or whatever, just going for one day might open up a lifetime of volunteering. So do you think you saw that with this program?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, once they opened it, it opened January 1st, and they had to close it by, like, I think March or April, because they had already met their 1 million tickets that they had dedicated to it. I mean, it was that quick. People mm-hmm. signed up for it, and the best thing was people signed up for it, and then they actually completed it. It wasn't one of those things where they just signed up and then was like, I'm not going to go. They actually wanted to do this. They wanted to get back, and a lot of people did get back and then never even came to get their tickets. So a lot of people just did the volunteer and was happy with that.
Yep. I actually, I signed up. So I did sign up to volunteer, and you're right. It did end in April. And then my event got canceled. So, but I still got the free tickets. So I was
you
like,
scammer.
Well, free tickets.
we signed up too. It was really cool though. We did that Project Linus thing, and we made blankets and things like that, and it was so rewarding. And I think it was really such a great thing because Hannah was little at the time, and just to be able to show her that, you know, of course volunteering has its own rewards, but I think that kind of helped solidify the message a little more. So it was so awesome. I agree. That was such a great, great promotion that they had.
It really was, though. I mean, it was so inspiring. You know, not only, I mean, you're right. I would have done it even if I hadn't gotten the Disney ticket. You know, it would have been something that I would have done. So I'm glad that it went over.
Yeah, and I think it was that.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
It was that little push that kind of maybe somebody needed to get into mm-hmm. volunteering. And I think it was great that such a big company, you know, dedicated that and said, you know, you don't need the reward, but here's one anyway. So
Exactly.
And it was really outside the box thinking too, because Disney's so safe with their decisions lately, you know, over the past 10 years, like, okay, we want to do this, but we don't want to put ourselves out there. But I mean, that's something that's, you know, definitely outside the box thinking, which, you know, Disney, you're good at that. Come up with a lot of things like this.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, Jessica, we appreciate you dropping in and for always supporting the show. We can't thank you enough, and you've added so much to the show today. I'm sure everybody's loving all of your experiences, and, thanks for kicking off March Madness with us, and we hope to have you back on the show here again not too long.
Thank you so much, everybody. I had so much fun.
All right, we'll talk to you. And yeah, it's been a fun time, and I can tell because Pam and Ricky, I can tell you guys are smiling just by the way you're talking. You know, we know each other that well. It's been a great show, don't you ladies?
Absolutely.
Agree? It's been fun.
We are. No, I'm frowning completely.
New blood. We like
that's
new
right.
blood.
That's
and, you know, we jumped right in there and started abusing you, so you're one of the team now.
That's right.
All right. Well, don't forget today's episode brought to you by the good folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. So the next time you're headed to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or the Disney Cruise Line, work with one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less. And let me just tell you about, we're talking cruising there. And, you know, my mind right now is on Castaway Key. It's at Cookies and Cookies too, with the ribs and the cornbread. I mean, am I making you hungry, people? That's right. Yeah. You need to go on a Disney cruise. And when you book a cruise with the great agents over at the Magic for Less, here's the great thing. It's going to cost you exactly the same as it would booking directly with Disney Cruise Line, but you're going to get up to a 5% onboard credit to spend however you like. It spends like cash on board. So, hey, you want to get a rainforest room pass? Hey, there's some money to go towards that. You want to go to Palo Brunch? Money well spent, people. It's the best money you can spend on board, in my opinion. You know what? That onboard credit can help you do that. Port adventures, all kinds of stuff. And it's the same price booking directly through Disney. And more importantly, you're going to get somebody that's an expert with Disney Cruise Line. They're going to give you some ideas. They're going to tell you, you know what? Hey, look, you know what? You're a Silver Castaway Club member. You can get a heads up on everybody else, you know, booking your port adventures, your Palo reservations, stuff like that. And it's just one of the great services that's offered by the agents over at the Magic for Less. So check them out today. Support the folks who support us. They're over at themagicforless.com. The next BR Guest Podcast live show comes your way on the Ides of March. Et tu, Brute? I'm going to be nervous. I'm telling you, I'm going to be watching my back during that show because Ricky, I could see you shanking me. I mean, I'm just saying.
I mean, I've got, yeah, you know, I've got the poison ready. You know, it's all right. It's been ready to go for, you know,
she has
years.
That look about her.
I know. I do. We've been good friends for years, but I'm always just slightly nervous that you want to kind of off me on the Ides of March, like I mean, live on the air.
You know, totally. So
it would be a good podcast if it happened on the air.
I mean, I think we would replace Serial on the iTunes music store, podcast store. I mean, we'd be number one for like 5 minutes. If you
absolutely.
Actually killed your
if somebody sure. got, oh no, I can't even.
But I wouldn't even. I wouldn't even.
Brutus be Nibs.
That's it.
Right. Exactly.
So anyway, tune in because it could be an exciting show, people. The Ides of March. Magical Mouse Radio. It's 8 o'clock
now
Eastern, 7 o'clock Central.
Things that aren't necessarily happening. I don't know how I feel about.
Well,
this.
I don't know that I'm promising my own death. So I'm just saying, if it happens, you heard it here first, people. Go to Georgia, get her. Anyway, so we want you to join us
for
the live show.
You better not get murdered.
I know.
During this.
I hope something happens. Some random dude just robs my house.
Oh, no.
Anyway. So, yeah, March 15th, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. You don't want to miss it. MagicalMouseRadio.com.
No, apparently you don't.
I hope I don't. All right. Also, check out Magical Mouse Radio for great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're your source for the magic at MagicalMouseRadio.com. Give us a follow on Twitter. We're at BeOurGuestMike. We're on Facebook at Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And, of course, join the friendliest forums on the internet over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. And before we duck out of here, Jessica, I didn't even ask you at the top of the show, so if you don't have anything, no worries. But do you have a Twitter account or somewhere where people can get in contact with you if you'd like that? You don't have to, but I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Jessica Gillette on Facebook, and I'm at Jessica Glitter on Instagram and Twitter.
Awesome.
All right, so blow it up. Let's get some follows, people, and that'll be fun. And so wait, now what's the Instagram? Because I love Instagram. I'm like into Instagram lately. What is it again?
It's Jessa Glitter, Jessa Glitter.
Ooh, sounds cool. I'm gonna be following right here. So definitely check that out. And again, guys, thank you.
You did that after How I Met Your Mother, didn't you?
Or, yes, I did.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, yes, you did. Yeah.
Ricky is in awe.
I've been wanting to ask you that for months. So.
Oh, Ricky, your worlds collide.
Sorry, yeah, exactly.
All right, well, we're going to get out of here. And again, Jessica, thanks again for kicking off March Madness. This is way better than I thought it would be, and we're going to do this again for the next 3 weeks. And it's been a joy talking to you, so thanks again.
Thank you, and have a great day.
We will. Hey, that's my line. You got no, I'm going to say that. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, and Jessa Glitter, I'm Mike. We're hoping you have a great weekend. And I don't say have a great day. I say we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.